In the upcoming episode of Reclaiming History, I was in London on vacation, sightseeing, and the Extinction Rebellion was going on. At the opening of this episode, you'll hear me talking to a undercover police officer, I assume, making sure that I was not videotaping the episode. It was a very tense environment with the police enforcing their ban on assembly and really doing what appeared to be some very oppressive techniques and strategies to make sure that people could not assemble.
Where am I being videoed?
No filming.
Just a picture.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, welcome to another segment of Reclaiming History, airing on WOOC 105.3 FM, The Sanctuary. This is Lavonia Mallory, and guess what? I'm in London, and I'm at the Extinction Rebellion. And I have someone that's somewhat of a leader, I think. Tell my listeners your name, and how many times have you been arrested?
Okay, I'm Angie Zelter, and I've been arrested many times, almost 100 times, I think.
So why is this event so important to you?
Climate change has been something I've been conscious of for over 40 years, and it's really great that now, finally, it's being taken seriously. When we raised it 40 years ago, people just laughed at us and said, you're just Cassandras, it's not going to happen. We could have done something about it now. We're now in for major changes, and we can't stop those changes from happening, but we can stop it getting worse. And I'm here to join all these amazing young people to add my strength and experience to this movement.
What do you think is the number one thing this government needs to do, and I think the global government needs to do, to help? I don't think the problem can be solved, but can we slow the progression?
Yeah, and especially Britain, because, I mean, we've got 600 years of a colonial history where we have been raping this and pillaging the resources from other people's countries. So the major thing that Britain can do is, for instance, stop the arms trade. That's one of our major things. Change the financial systems, which is based on debt by banks. Close down the financial centres, actually. I mean, major changes. I mean, Britain has got so many responsibilities. The wars that we're involved in are creating climate change and chaos, creating refugees and things. We have to stop the wars, stop the arms trade, stop threatening the world with the mass destruction with nuclear weapons, start obeying international law, behave like a responsible global citizen. Can Britain do it? Well, look around you. With our government, no. But people can. And that's what this rebellion is about, getting ordinary people to feel their power. Because, you see, they were stopping me at 6 o'clock this morning from even talking to one other Extinction Rebellion person, saying that that's illegal. It's an assembly, an illegal assembly. But as soon as 100 of us gather here, they're letting us go. So, you see, we have a power of people if we join together and we refuse to be cowed by a threat of an arrest.
So it sounds pretty oppressive what they were doing. They were stopping you from talking. I heard they were arresting people as well.
Well, they were threatening arrest here. I don't think they've arrested anybody. They've scared people off by saying you mustn't gather in more than two people. Or rather, if you are two people, then you must part. You must not gather. You must not be an assembly. And an assembly is any more than one people. But well, so what, you know? I mean, we still live in a society in Britain where we're not tortured and raped and, you know, firebombed by the police. We have a right to protest. They may have taken it away today and over the last few days, but nevertheless, that will be fought in the courts, and I think we will win that. We do, you know, and if we don't win it, at least we'll have got our strength together to try to prevent that. And if enough people gather non-violently and say, we are going to stay here, we do have a right to protest, we're filling the jails and the prisons already, you know. I mean, they released me yesterday, this morning at 6 o'clock, because the prisons are full. Not the prisons, the police cells are full. They just can't cope with us all.
So what do you want the young people to do next? After the rally, what's plan B? What's after this?
Wow, I don't know what young people will want to do, but I think we have to decentralise to England, Scotland and Wales, Northern Ireland, and start doing things with our national assemblies and our county councils. And it's no good just declaring a climate emergency, which many of them have done now. Wales was the first country to declare a climate emergency. It's like, okay, what are you going to do about it? So in my area, where it's farming, why are we still putting money into intensive chicken units? Why are we extracting the water and bottling it when our water's fine and you're lowering the water table and trees are dying? You know, why are you overstocking the land with sheep when you should be reducing that? So there's a lot of things. Why aren't you having free public transport and then huge taxes on private transport? You know, there's lots of things that we can demand of our local councils and our local governments.
So you've been at this a long time. You ever feel weary?
Oh, yeah, I'm really tired now. Absolutely. And I get depressed and I cry. And, you know, I've been involved in nonviolent protests all around the world, you know, in Canada on behalf of the Nuuk people, in Sarawak on behalf of the Penan, in Africa, you know, in Asia, South Korea, in Israel and Palestine, all about human rights. If we had compassion and love for everybody and thought of ourselves as global citizens on a fragile planet, the atmosphere is only 10 miles, actually, and there's nothing out there. It's only 10 miles deep. People forget that. Talk to astronauts or read their writings. When they go outside and look at our fragile planet, they get it. They really get it. So, when are the majority of people going to get it? I don't know, but it's time.
Once again, tell my listeners your name, and do you have an organization or contact information?
My name is Angie Zelter. I'm part of Trident Plowshares, International Women's Peace Service in Palestine, lots of organizations. Just look me up on the internet.
All right. Thank you once again for joining us on another segment of Reclaiming History, airing on WOOC 105.3 FM, The Sanctuary.